Rock it on to the best station on the net. Griswold Radio. Streaming 24/7. Griswold Radio. Internet Griswold
Radio. Nigeria's number one gospel radio station.
That's 2005. What
that's
there
right.
about?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, in these days that the divorce rate is just like up off the roof, you know, there's someone celebrating 9 years together. But how have those 9 years been?
Well, it's just awesome when God gives you your own partner, you know, your own life support. Let me put it that way, because even your partner could just get tired at a time. But if he's your life support, or if she's your life support, this man, this woman will just know that without me, these instruments would just die. So what will I gain? You know, so at every level, he's been so supportive, so understanding. I mean, I was just doing things like, sometimes some of my friends be like, man, how you coping? Being a mother with children, music, and all of that. I said, I've got a man that was given to me, that is God sent. Let me put it that way, yes. So, and you know what? He's also into music.
Yeah.
So he knows all that it takes to be out there, you know. And my husband usually say something. He said, I'm not a church worker, but I want to do the things of God through you.
Wow.
So anytime I'm going out, I mean,
he's
every other thing
supportive.
Is covered by him.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow. That's his own.
Can you hear me? Good afternoon.
Yes, I can hear you now. Who are we on to? Where are you calling from, please?
My name is Moturayo. I'm calling from Aja.
Oh, hi, Moturayo.
Hi.
Okay, you're live on radio, Praisewell Radio. How you doing? Well, how can we...
I'm great, blessed, and highly favored. Are you?
Great. We're also very, very awesome.
Okay, I wanted to find out if Monique is in the house.
Yes, she is live here, and she can hear you.
Yes, I'm here. Good That's morning. Good. I celebrate you.
Hi, Monique.
Hi.
Well done, and congrats on the success of your album launch.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Great, 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 great.
Thank
I know
you.
That the whole world's waiting to hear you. So
thank you so much. I'm going to drop a copy of my album for you, being the first caller on this program. That's the gift.
Yeah, way to go. Thank you very much.
You're
God
welcome,
bless you.
Sister.
Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you want to ask her any questions?
No questions, really. I was supposed to be at the album launch, and it pained me so deep that I missed it.
Ooh.
But I couldn't avoid it. So as soon as I saw that she was online, I said, let me call in to wish her all the best and to tell her that this
you.
Is just the intro. She's just starting.
Wow.
Oh, I tell
wow.
you, she's just getting started. So
wow.
just to
I'm honored. Thank you so much.
Wow. That's really encouraging. Thank you so much for putting a call through. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome. All right, cheers. Bye. We've got another call coming through, 0812-782-1518. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, live on radio, Monique in the building. Who are we on to, please? And where are you calling from?
Yes, I want to just say hi to Monique.
Hi, good morning.
Afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon.
Yes. Monique just woke up.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Yeah. What's your name, please?
My name is Praise from Abuja.
Praise from Abuja.
Praise from Abuja.
Praise Priest.
Yeah, one of your
Hi, Praise Priest.
Your admirer, your fan.
You admire a married woman.
No, he's just appreciating me. Thank you, Praise Priest. I celebrate you.
Yeah, I celebrate you for the unveiling of your album on Sunday.
Thank you.
And you know it's gonna rock all the whole world.
By God's grace.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Were you there?
Yeah.
Were you at the album launch?
No, I was not there, but I was one of those people sending a broadcast from BBM and Kinebook. He's somebody I love so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the love and support.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, then. Cheers. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, then. Okay, so you can
full of smiles, you know, when you're loved by people.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's very encouraging,
man. You can't buy it, you know.
Not at all. Wow, you see, Monique has got a lot of people who love her. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon group. Who are we on to? Where are you calling from, please?
Good afternoon. My name is Bishop. I'm calling from Ottawa.
Oh, hi, Bishop from Ottawa. We've got Monique in the studio. You want to tell her something?
My name is my sister from my other mother.
Wow.
Wow.
Monique, for the success of our. And I pray God will continually increase her.
Amen. Thank you so much, my brother. I really appreciate
it. What is it?
Thank you.
Sister Monique, God bless you.
Amen.
You have any questions for her?
I don't know. She's my sister from another border.
Oh.
What's the name again?
Bishop.
I don't like her because of her. Bishop.
Oh, is it Bishop Yomi?
I like she's a wonderful woman.
Oh, oh. Thank you.
Oh. She's asking, is it Bishop Yomi?
Yeah, Yomi now.
Hey, it's my brother. Thank you so much for calling.
God bless you, my sister.
My regards to your wife. Thank you.
No, we appreciate you.
Yes, sir. I know. I can feel it. Thank you so much.
God bless you, my sister.
Amen. Have a lovely day.
Yeah. Wow. This is really, really amazing and encouraging as well. You know, all the love and to be played on radio. What was it like for you recording that song?
First of all, for the Delta Yada, you know, when as an artist, you know, you have to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Once they tell you you have 15 minutes, then you have to package every of your message into that 15 minutes, within that 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no time to start introducing yourself when the MC already said the next person is Monique. So that's why it was straight up, you know. So, recording the song, to God be the glory.
Hold that thought. Let me just, okay. Yeah, I missed it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I was going through some stuff.
Okay.
At that time of the year.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm like, wow, why me? Why would someone do this to me? And all of that. I mean, why would someone put up such a lie? Why would this happen? But someone said to me that as a soldier of Christ, you have battles to fight. So you have to keep fighting. I mean, you know, so I was on my way to Primetime Africa.
Okay.
You know, so I was listening to Frank Edwards' song. Okay. I can't remember which track again, but, you know, it was Frank Edwards' album. So, I mean, you see, tears were just rolling down my eyes and I was just saying, Fiagbara
Rehon. Wow.
Because I was touched.
Mm.
I mean, you know, sometimes when you're accused wrongly, how do you defend yourself?
Mm.
How do you want to, I mean, how many people do you want to talk to that come? It's not
this
true.
This is not,
this one is not true. I mean, how do you want to do that?
Mm.
I mean, I just told God, you really have to show your power. Mm. I mean, in this kind of thing, you don't want to ask that, vindicate me. You don't want to say this. You don't want to say that. All you want to say is, Father, show your power.
Mm.
So that situation brought that song out of me. So my boss was in the US then.
Okay.
So I just sent him a voice note and I said, listen to this chorus, what do you think? He said, yeah, and this year Yoruba stuff. I said, well, it's not like I don't like doing English or it's not like I can't do it. But I just find the expression in doing it in a dialect, you know, I mean, I want an average Nigerian or the lowest level of, I mean, intelligence. Should I put it that way? You know, like, let's have a market woman open her mouth and say, Fiagbara Rehon, and the next person understands what it means.
Okay.
So, you said, well, I said, but boss, you know what? I have a connection with the song. I really want to do this song. He said, okay, when I come back. So when he came, when he arrived in Nigeria, so we met at the office. He said, so how do you want to do it? I said, I just felt like, you know, the power of God, just like the days when he parted the sea. Mm. And all of that. I said, wow, just like the days when power parted the sea, your okay. power remains the same. So we started cooking it up, you know. We were adding lyrics, putting lyrics up, and then we just called one young, talented producer. His name is PV Demudia.
Right.
So PV stays, resides at Bariga. Badagry.
Yeah, I just knew it was some far. Very,
I mean,
very.
I said, boss, Badagry, let him come out and record. We have studios in Lagos. He said, sis, we have to go down there.
Wow.
I mean, we drove, I mean, that song didn't come out at one recording.
Wow.
It was like the first time.
Wow.
Yes, we got it out from PV and then we took it out to another studio for mix.
Wow.
So when the song came out, you know, people were enjoying it, were enjoying it too. We were waiting to put it in an album. So I just told him, I said, I'm due for another video. He said, you better wait. Molina is still buzzing, so you have to wait. I said, okay, I'll wait. So after 1 month of waiting, Moira has taken over the street. I said, boss, come. I'm doing a worship song. We are doing Moira. Moira is a jump and dance. Please. I want to express myself. He said, come. You women, why is it that you don't know the word, you don't know what the word patience means? Wait. You are still enjoying Obagogo. Everywhere you go, everybody's saying, Kavi, yes.
Yeah.
Ah, wait, don't worry. We'll do one thing at a time. Trust me, my brother. I just picked my phone. I called the video director.
Can you just imagine?
I said, hello, Mr. Lex. Okay, I would like to shoot a video for my song Power Flow. He said, you know, he was shocked that I'm the one calling
him. Okay.
So I said, you know what? Okay, so how much will you collect from me? He said, okay, let me talk to Mike. I said, don't worry, talk to me. I'm in charge now. He said, He said, okay. So bring those amounts. I said, you know, it's not my boss now. It's me. So you have to treat me like a lady. He said, Monique. I said, okay. I'll provide the location. Don't worry.
Okay.
So that was how we beat the price down.
Okay.
And then I just told my boss, I'm shooting the video of Buffalo. He said, come. Are you okay? I said, no, I just want to surprise you. He said, so like joke. In fact, we were supposed to shoot on a Monday.
Okay.
We had a program in Ibadan.
Okay.
On a Sunday. So we came to Lagos Monday morning.
Wow.
Very early Monday morning. And then we're off to the location.
Wow.
That was it.
Wow.
So we just shot the video. We put the video on air and testimonies have been coming.
Wow.
My boss just said, wow, I don't want to doubt it again. That when God is pushing you, me, I could just be thinking business that wait, let's do a jam song before worship. But me, I said, I want to worship. Mm. This song could just be a prayer point for another
somebody
Nigerian
else.
Like me.
Wow. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering what song it is, that's what I'm about to hook you up with right now. Monique.
I have no time to give today. Nobody messaged me. My friend just about to have them. That's why I called back to ask her so that we can have some information about it.
Okay. We have 4 marketers working on the album.
Wow.
Omola is very close to you. Omola is Omola's marketing studio is at Mokola Roundabout in Ibadan. So I think that's closer enough to you. So you can get at Omola Records. Yes. But trust me, very soon it will circulate round.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Yeah. On Friday, the album was, you know, he received the album from Chronotech because we printed with Chronotech.
Okay.
On Friday, and by Saturday before the launch, someone had already bought this album in Ibadan. Like, how did it get out? He said they didn't allow it to rest. Like, give me. And before you know it, they're already buying. I said, you didn't even wait for us to unveil it. We expected it to come out on Monday. Story. Honestly, it's God.
That's really good and must be very.
To the album from Chronotech, because we printed with Chronotech.
Okay.
On Friday, and by Saturday before the launch, someone had already bought this album. In Ibadan, like, how did it get out? He said they didn't allow it to rest. Like, give me. And before you know it, they're already buying. I said, you didn't even wait for us to unveil it. We expected it to come out on Monday. Story. Honestly, it's God.
That's really good and must be very, very encouraging as well.
It is.
Okay, so on the album, like I said, on track 2, you worked with Sammy Okposo and Wole Oni. A track titled Waymaker. How did that happen? How was it working with Sammy Okposo?
Okay, let me tell you the story of Waymaker.
All right, let's go.
I left London for US.
Okay.
So when I got to the point of entry, you know, the lady, one of the protocol that was supposed to come and pick me.
Okay.
She was waiting for me at the airport. So at the point of entry, they just asked me, I have my visa for over 1 year.
Okay.
I didn't use it because I didn't need to travel. But then I had a nomination for Nigerian Entertainment Award.
Okay.
So I couldn't go. Then I lost my dad.
Oh.
So, you know, it was not just freaking me to travel because I have a lot of work to do here.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said, okay, since I'm in London, my record label planned a tour for me.
Okay.
That's a UK-US tour. So I was done with UK. Mm-hmm. So I was supposed to go to the US. And the protocol lady that was supposed to come pick me, she was waiting at the lobby or somewhere.
Okay.
So the guy just asked me, why are you just coming to the US now? I said, this is the time I want to come. I wish to come now. I didn't have time and all of that. He just passed me to the second level interrogation. So they moved me to one officer. That one looks huge and he looks scary. I think he is deceiving himself, you know.
He looked like a Goliath.
You know? So he gave me one face like, so Monique, why are you here? I said, I'm here on tour. Said, oh, okay, so tax. I said, well, that's on my record label. So how many churches are you going to? Da, 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 da. You know, these questions were too much. At a point, I was just there. He said, you're not answering. I said, put a call through to my record label. They'll give you all the answers you need. All I'm here to do is someone's waiting out there to receive me. Once I'm done, in less than 1 month, I'm back out in my country. So they moved me to another room. At that time, I said, well, so another guy came. He said, Monique, you know what? Just tell me the truth. How much are you being paid for all these performances you're coming here to do? I said, if I'm going to get paid, it's going to be paid into my record label's account, not me. I'm on tour here, you know. So he said, you know what? I'm going to put you on a flight back to Nigeria. I'm sorry. You're not telling us the truth. I said, well, if you're going to put me on a flight back to any country, it should be to UK because that's where I'm coming from. You know, I just felt he wants to threaten me by, you know. He said, oh, so you think you know where we should put you back? You are a Nigerian. I said, yes, a Nigerian coming to your country from the UK. You know, so he said, you know what, for the last time, I've got nothing to lose, but you've got a lot to lose.
Okay.
Just tell me the truth. How much are you being paid for all these performances? I said, I've told you all the truth you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to pull me back to UK, and I'll go back to my country. So the guy just left. So I just sat. I was waiting for them. So deep down in my heart, I just said, well, Father, is over to you.
Mm.
Because right now I've done everything manly possible.
Mm-hmm.
I've told them the truth. Everything I needed to say, I've said. So I really don't know why there's this roadblock.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, this son of man that is sent by the government must not be allowed to stop this daughter of Zion sent by God to deal with a particular situation here. Some people are waiting for me.
That's right.
I mean, to get connected to the spiritual realm.
That's right.
I said, Father, fiagbara
reho. That's right.
And this guy just came. He said, hi, Monique. This is another guy.
Okay.
He said, I'd like you to meet my senior officer. So I met the lady. She said, wow, nice name, Monique. From where? I started another explanation. I said, so what have you got in your bags? I said, I've got my CDs. Oh, are they for sales? I said, no. Okay, my people are not happy. They really feel you're not qualified to come into this country, but I don't know why I'm allowing you. Welcome to America.
Wow.
I mean, I just looked at the lady like, oh, you don't know why you're allowing me. It's God now. Because it's enough for you to say go back and sure, I'll go back. Sure, I mean, you have the power, but I just told God that, man, people are, trust me, every church I visited in the US, man, there's a lot of turnaround.
Wow.
I mean, you need to see people manifesting. I've not even started singing Power Flow then.
Wow.
I was singing Obagubayi. I mean, on a praise song, people were falling under the anointing.
Glory to Jesus.
I mean, I said when I was sharing with some of those pastors that this was what happened at the point of entry, they said, wow, you should have called me. I'm going to talk to them. That I said, oh, I would have been in Nigeria by the time they call you. You know, I said, oh God, so this was what you wanted me to come and do. I mean,
that's why the devil was trying to stop me
from coming in.
Wow.
So I just blessed God. I said, man, when I gave this testimony to one of my pastors in the UK, the man said, well, it's not like you are one of the best singers, even in Lagos. But it's just that you carry a special grace.
That's right.
So sometimes, just thank God for that grace.
That's
that
right.
You are the one appointed for that assignment. So, I mean, I just give glory to God. And I said to myself that, you are my way maker. You are my gate lifter. You are my provider. I will lift your name high. You know, when I sang the song once again from US to Nigeria, my boss said, wow, I like the song. He said, well, since this song is your testimony, we are doing it. He now suggested that let's put Samuel Okposo on it. I said, wow, is it possible? Are you sure it's gonna work? You know, I mean,
Sammy,
almighty Sammy, he's the grandfather, you know that.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, Samuel Okposo, I don't know how he did it. Sammy didn't give us issues.
Wow.
He just put his voice on the song. He said, I'm so connected to this song. I mean, when Sammy called me, he said, Monique, I just finished the song. I said, yo, see this man relating with me like his friend, you know. I mean, I want to use this opportunity to say thank you to Baba Sammy. I mean, you are a great man. I mean, you are such an inspiration.
Yeah, you know, just so what is Chike Goes to School?
Okay. Oh my God. Allow me to finish my All right. Okay. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Shabaki Wane.
That's so holding down London.
Man, Shabaki is doing great in London. I mean, okay, while I was in the UK, I met Shabak, you know. So Shabak just, you know, they invited me to feature on a song.
Okay.
You know, I just dropped my, I mean, the song was just a beat.
Okay.
So I just came in. I'm like, what's the song of today, body reba eshebidore. So I just heard the beat. I was just singing on it. Shabak was like, eh? Where did you get this girl from? That's me. He said, wow. So I was just dropping and dropping. So the guy said, okay, since she has dropped all of this, I don't even know what to sing again. So he just dropped some few lines. Then he wanted to have Mike Abdul on the song. So he now said, ah, Mr. Mike, please, I beg. I get one beat. I want to make your artist sing on top of the song. You know how guys talk now. So, okay. Mr. Mike now said, hey, okay, let's listen to the beat. So, you know, he just put up the beat and it's like this, wow, all this you know, commercial beats. Mm-hmm. Go. I said, eh.
I beg. I don't do this line, no.
Someone just said, hey, it be, yeah, it be, hey, yeah. He said, I said, Baba, we should be all of this now. You know, so, you know, and somebody started flowing, eh? You make me wonder. Make me, I said, eh? He said, yes, that's how you're going to sing it. Ah, that's how I find myself in the groove. So, together, we put the lyrics together, but the message, now, let me tell you, the message is simply saying that we have the opportunity to go to school. You know, God saw us through school. Those some small challenges.
Okay.
We even have the privilege to come to UK. Some are even studying abroad.
Yeah.
But we had friends who dropped out while we were still moving on. Some probably because of broken home, some financial crisis, some probably lost their parents.
Okay.
So all just came to an end for them.
Mm.
So for some of them, God visited their situation and then they are back in school. That's the story of Chike Goes to School. Because when Chike dropped out of school, it looked like all hope had lost. But God intervened in Chike's
situation.
Oh. Now Chike goes back to school. So all Chike started saying was, Osheba Mio. Osheba Mio. Yes.
My friend.
There's a part that said, you do me something. Maybe not something.
Yeah.
Bicycle around town. That's Chike. Chike was biking because, you know, of course, school don't stop waiting. You know, he was just biking around town, man.
I thought he was
school.
Eh?
So, but now, Chike goes to school.
Chike was just giving thanks to God for going.
You know, sometimes people just feel, you know, education is, you know, go school, don't worry, I better go do one ginger song, you go blow. No, you know, people are losing out on academics now. They are just depending on talent.
True.
But before, when we were still studying, hey, school is all that we've got now. You shall know that you must get this degree so that you will get work.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, people don't see it like it's something that is worth giving a testimony, you know, about like going about town and saying that, hey, thank God. I remember back in school, some of our friends, you know, some who studied around all this outside Lagos.
Yeah.
You know, they said when there's a time to carry out ritual in all these states, they just blow out something. Some of those students go run mad.
Wow.
Some will just go missing. You know, one lady just came back to church one day and she was giving testimony that alone to similo. Timolo 4 years above. Timokma that they see me oku. The girl was just singing and crying. She said because one of our roommates,
let me interpret that. The Lord that escorted me, that saw me through, that made me go to school for 4 years and brought me back.
Because some of my friends ran mad.
Because some of my friends ran mad along the way. Thank you. Okay, because there have a lot of people who don't understand Yoruba.
I was just saying it the way she said it because she felt like expressing it in her own dialect. So
yeah,
that
it's
she
really
can
deep,
release,
though.
Yes,
very deep.
She said she lost her roommate to madness.
Wow.
That really got her. That was at final year.
Jeez.
That the girl just went out very early in the morning.
Wow.
And then that was it. She was just looking for her. She didn't see her. Then when the day broke properly, they just saw her, you know, she had already
gone mad. Wow.
So they just carried her home. The girl that came to school from first year, final year, she was taken back home.
That's a mad person.
So, I mean, it's enough for Chike to say, Osheba Mio.
Wow.
Like, thank you, Father.
For those of you who don't know what Chike Goes to School sounds like, here it is. Chike Goes to School.
We have Buki, who's also on the rap role, you know. Yeah. So, if I find myself in a situation where I have to rap, I will do it.
Really?
I've done Fuji a couple of times. Even Mr. Mark said, you this gay. She shall want to throw me off stage. You know.
Okay.
So I can do all things really. But it's just that me on the inside, I can't come out and say that suya plus shawama no be equalizer. You understand? But I can come and say fiambare.
Okay.
You know, let me say I'm soft on the inside. But when I'm ministering, if I get carried away, if I get lost in the spirit, I could do anything.
Wow.
Yes. So people will be like, wow, she's so energetic. I'll be like, eh. Because immediately everything comes down.
Yeah.
When I watch myself again, someone said Delta Yada. Wow, why did you make the governor clap like that? This, and I said, even me, I didn't know when I started. I just know that I started with power flow. And the next one started clapping. Bah, bah. You know, I mean, that's me. I mean, it grows like that part.
Okay.
Well, like I tell people that though he's my boss, but I see him as a leader.
Okay.
But it's just that for formality's sake, just say boss, boss, boss.
Okay.
I call him a great leader because he's Mr. Perfect.
Oh,
you need to see him when we are working.
Wow.
There was a day, maybe, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. If he's hearing me, he'll be like, Monique, when you come, you hear him. You know, there was a day when I got tired of a particular work. I'm like, I don't want to do this one again. He said, eh? But he just vexed.
Wow.
He left the studio.
You know, I mean, you've been working with, how long have you been on Spaghetti Records?
Spaghetti Records, I'll say officially, I'm attending 3 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So how has it been, working with, your boss? I mean, being that he's also a recording artist.
That's right.
You know, I mean, you also meant for a bit.
But God has been so good to us. Nothing is suffering from anything.
Okay.
Power Flow is not suffering from Good to Go. Good to Go is not suffering from Power Flow. Good to Go is still selling.
It's going
in the market. Power Flow is also arriving and taking its own place.
Okay.
You know, so I want to say that I really appreciate his impact, his role of leadership in my life, because, you know, when I started, I was working with my husband alone. And of course, you know, as a wife, now anything you want, your husband will follow you once. You know, once I say, I don't want this, it will say, okay, go home and sleep. But with Mr. Mike, no.
Nothing like
if
that.
If you don't want to do, you shouldn't have ventured into it.
Oh.
Anything you start, you must finish.
Wow.
That's him. And he's a no-nonsense man. You must know what you are doing. If you are around him, you must be well behaved. You must know what you are doing, or else you are gone.
Wow.
Many has come and gone. You must know your place. You are not coming to Spaghetti to flaunt whatever. You are coming. We must know who you are. You must be behaved. You must know that this is my mentor. This is who I want to be. This is what I want to be. This is the way my boss or my leader is living. So if I can't cope with his way of life, then
take your leave.
Dove. That's right.
Wow.
So we've been having it good. But I'm not in my comfort zone. He won't allow you. That's the only thing. There are times I just want to drink one cold, and you won't go sing
about this. So, what's the story behind this song, Peace Nigeria? How did you, I see that you worked on it with Shabak as well. How did it, how did you guys come about putting this one together?
Okay. Peace Nigeria came up at the time where we heard about the Boko Haram bombing at Yaya Park.
Okay.
I was in the UK then. So, you know, when you're in the country and you heard about the story, it won't be as shocking as when you're outside the country. You know, while I was away, I'm like, wow, I saw people's body on the floor. I saw blood, you know, heads, shoulders, everywhere. I'm like, wow, is this happening to my people? I was crying. And then, this song just came like, okay, Peace Nigeria. Okay, as at the time when I was thinking about Nigeria, Shabak had something for Nigeria. He just called my boss. He said, Mr. Mike, I have this song, without title. So he just said, I have this song, I don't know if you guys would like to do it. I mean, there's this passion I feel inside of me. Please come listen to it.
Okay.
So we visited Shabak, and then we heard the song. Shabak already had the chorus. Okay. What's the chorus say? Baba ye boju ole latonwa. That's Father, look down from heaven.
Okay.
Hear the prayers of your people. Hear the cry of your people.
Okay.
So the song got me. So that was how we put heads flesh together
to okay.
and then bring it, bring survive. The song out and give it a title, Peace Nigeria. Father, let there be peace in Nigeria.
Mm.
So we recorded it in London.
Okay.
And then we put it out. We started promoting it. And people loved it because it's a prayer for the nation.
Mm. It's a huge prayer, and I think as a Nigerian as well, and as a Nigerian in Nigeria, you know, that we need to intensify our prayers for Nigeria, because this people, the insurgents, are not resting on their oars at all.
I heard they've taken over some states,
some major local governments in and they're moving to Gombe right now, and it seems really, really heavy. So we just need to constantly intensify our prayers, because they are not resting, are looking up to you.
First of all, I like to say that if you can borrow my recipe, which are humility,
okay,
loyalty, and then put situation aside, put smiles on your face. Those are my recipes. But I'm going to say, know what you stand for. Don't fall for anything.
Hmm.
I mean, if you can add this to you being humble and be loyal, honestly, trust me, it really works.
Wow.
Yes. You know, sometimes if you believe in someone, just add your humility and your loyalty to it. You will get things done.
Mm.
Yes, that's it. Remain focused. Mm. God bless you.
Amen.
And thanks to Praise World Radio. They roll my jingle like waiting. Everyone like, man, I'm coming to your concert. I heard it on Praise World, man.
Wow,
Thank you guys so much. Thank you for doing us proud.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on board.
Thank you
for remembering us.
I know it's Praise World.
Bringing us up on board. We do really appreciate it. Thank you so much for
bringing memories to make you smile.
Praise World Radio. Praise World Radio. Nigeria's number one gospel radio station.